Good morning and welcome to WJBM's Local Spotlight Show. This morning we have with us Kathy Sinclair. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yes. How are you doing today?
So far, fabulous. Been going since 6 a.m. and I'm having a great day so far.
Now, Kathy Sinclair, so your mom and dad, Stanley and Shirley Sinclair, and you guys have been in the food business, grocery business for how many years now?
Over 80 years we've been in business.
Over 80 years. How many generations is that? Are you fourth or third? What are you?
I would be the third. And
third generation?
My nephew, Blake Whitman, would be the fourth.
I'll be darn. That's great. Just a little bit about Sinclair's Grocery. I mean, they are such a promoter of the community. Nobody does more than Stanley and Shirley and you and everybody else. But tell us a little bit about Kathy. Now, Kathy grew up here in town, or in Jerseyville, right?
Yes, I originally from Jerseyville.
Went to high school here.
Graduated in 1992.
And how about high school or college?
I attended three different schools. I was a basketball player, so my first school I attended was Culver Stockton. Played a year there and then ended up transferring back to SIUE. Played five games there until I had my third or fourth major knee operation.
Oh, shoot.
So that ended that, and that was the year that my sister became pregnant with triplets.
Triplets. Oh,
so
my.
That she was in New Jersey.
Yes.
So I figured I might as well take a trip to New Jersey and try to help her with her babies.
Such a nice sister. And now, your sister, was that Cindy?
That's Cindy.
Yes. All right. And did she have any more children?
That was it. She had the three back in 1993, and I will say I was probably very little help because I was only 19, and I was working out there in New Jersey and also going to school, finishing up to become a teacher.
Okay. Now, what part of New Jersey were you in?
I lived in Princeton, New Jersey.
Okay.
It's kind of right in the middle of the state.
I see. And so what did you went to school out there? You got your degree. Did you teach out there?
Yes. I ended up at Trenton State College, 2.5 years out there, and then I graduated, got a job in Montgomery, New Jersey, and I worked there until 2007. I came back to Jerseyville for 1 year, and I was trying to help my grandpa Cochran, who was getting up there in age, and he had a farm out in Delhi.
Yeah.
So I stayed with him for a year.
And nice. Then, you're just so helpful. You help everybody. You're like a missionary.
Missionary. I wouldn't say that. But I really was not sure if I wanted to take his farm over. You know, he was at the age where he kind of had to make a decision. And it just wasn't the right time of my life to come back and take the farm over then.
Yeah.
So I went back to New Jersey. For another 16 years. So finished out 26 years of teaching in New Jersey.
Now, did you do anything else in New Jersey besides teaching?
Yes. Originally when I started, I was coaching some sports, soccer, basketball, lacrosse, swimming. And then as the years went on, I decided that my passion was watching dogs. And I was actually, I showed dogs and I sat for dogs at my house, sometimes went to other people's homes. So I had to find ways to make ends meet in New Jersey, kind of an expensive state to live in.
Okay. Yeah. So I imagine.
That was my, what I call my side hustle.
So people drop their dogs off in the morning and you'd watch them all day? Kind of like a dog sitter.
I was a dog sitter. Yeah.
Is that a good business?
In New Jersey, it was a pretty good business for me. You know, I did it for cash business.
I mean, how many dogs would you watch in a day?
On holiday weekends, there could be up to 10
in
my house at a time.
Oh, boy.
So, sometimes my bed had three or four dogs in it at a time.
Oh, you were a really nice dog watcher. You know, let them in bed with you and just run around the house, do whatever they wanted?
No, I had really good clients.
Okay.
And that was the benefit. I was small time, so I could kind of screen the dogs that were very well behaved.
And so I have a question for you. How was it growing up with Stanley and Shirley as parents? What did you learn from them growing up?
Well, if you ask me when I was, you know, 14 or 15 growing up, my dad and mom knew everything I did before I basically did it. So that wasn't always a good thing. Now when you ask me at 50 years of age, what did they instill in me? Obviously hard work. I don't think you find two people that work any harder than they do. Being kind. And giving back when you can.
So. The one thing, you know, about the store, I mean, you guys are so nice, so helpful, you know, so friendly. Just like when I was looking for the other day, you were helping a little old lady get her groceries out to the car, getting them in her car. I don't think there's that many other stores that actually do that, are there? I mean, you guys are...
I think that's what makes Sinclair's a special place to shop, because customers know that they are going to get that kind of service, and it makes people feel comfortable. It makes people feel like they can come in there and shop and know that they can get help out to their car.
Yeah. You know, at one time, a few years ago, there was some competition in town. You had Shop and Save, we had Walmart, and we had Sinclair's Food Mart. Mm-hmm. And I know that had to be some tough days, but it was like David and two Goliaths, and Sinclair's sustained. Now it's just the two of you today. And I don't ever see anybody walking groceries out in the other stores, but you guys do it. What are some other features about the store that make it so popular to the community?
Well, I think people know it's a family-run store. You know, my brother-in-law, Dave Whitman, does an amazing job. He's been managing the store for quite a few years. Our staff is just amazing. You know, and our customers are just wonderful people also. And it's a pleasure to go to work every day, to see the faces. You know, we sometimes see the same customers come in the store two or three times in one day.
I'll be darned. That's great. Yeah. So in the store, though, what are some of the... I know. How about the meat department? I mean, that's pretty...
Darren and his staff do an amazing job. I mean, he gets, you know, the best cuts of meat. He really goes above and beyond, as well as all the guys in there, to make sure that they provide the customer service. You know, if somebody wants a special cut, somebody wants it packaged special, they just go above and beyond. And whatever the customer is looking for, do our best to make sure we meet the needs.
It seems like they work their department like it's theirs, like they're the ones that own it. But, you know, that's the way they are. They take it personal.
I would say we have people in each department right now that really do feel like that, whether it's the produce department, the bakery, the fast food. We've got Gloria, who does an amazing job of all the computer side of things. She oversees the produce department. Actually, Gloria can do it all. She oversees fast food.
What's Gloria's last name?
Fry.
Gloria Fry.
Yes.
She's one of the ringleaders.
She's dynamite, a backbone, as you would say.
Tell us about the bakery department, because I know there's a lot of good stuff comes out of there.
Right. We have some young folk that work in there. Kelsey and Emily does a great job of decorating our cakes. And again, we try to meet the needs of whatever the customer is looking for. I know that a lot of people do come to Sinclair's for the cakes.
Yes.
That icing is very good.
Yes, it is. And very low calorie, so you can...
I'm sure, yes. I don't count my calories when I'm eating the Sinclair's cake.
And then you have the deli, or what do you call that?
The cold deli. Vicki Jackson is our manager over there, and she's relatively new in that position. She's been with us at the store quite a while, but we had some people retire. She took on that position. She's doing a great job.
You still have the fried chicken?
Yes, we sell a lot of Champ's fried chicken, and I'm a little partial. I think it's the best.
What sets Champ's apart?
Well, if I told you that...
You'd have to kill me?
I wouldn't want to kill you. I believe it's the way they prepare it before they fry it, and then the seasoning on it, the coating is just wonderful. And we've got Amanda and Annie back there that do a great job, and Gary. They all do a great job of frying up the chicken.
Is there any other department that we haven't talked about that we should?
We have the front end, the cashiers, who have that smile on their face every day to make sure that when people are checking out, that they feel like they have been You know, even a conversation, or sometimes our customers just go to a certain lane because they want to go through a particular cashier's lane to talk with them.
You know what? That reminds me of me. Back 37 years ago, mm-hmm. you had the East store.
Yes.
And my wife, Brenda, worked as a cashier there. Mm-hmm. And somehow I'd always wind up there to get my lemons for the bar. Yeah. And she'd say, I go, well, these are for my bar, so I'm not paying tax on them. She'd say, you got a tax ID? Yeah, I got one, but I don't have it with me. just skip it. I want to save 3 cents.
Yeah.
And she would straighten out, nope, can't do it. I'm like, I mean, she hasn't changed in any of them.
Well, that reminds me, I also want to make sure I mention Donna Russell, who works in our office upstairs with, pretty close side by side with Mom. And we couldn't do it without her. I mean, she is absolutely fabulous. She knows the financial side. She makes the paychecks. So she's pretty important.
How many people are you employing?
I think we have about 65, 70. You know, sometimes it's a little higher. Right now,
that's great.
Busy time of year, we have about, I think there's about 70. But again, I'd have to talk to Donna.
That is a big operation.
Yeah.
It is a big operation. That is great. And some of those folks have been with you for a long time.
Yes, they have. Yes, they have. We have some amazing employees that I know, you know, we try to always show our appreciation for them. You know, recently we started doing some drawings each month to give back a little bit to the employees because they work so hard. And as you know, being in the restaurant business, it's a long day.
It is
a lot of hours.
Yes. Well, I'm out of the restaurant business now.
Well, you are now.
Now I'm in the radio business.
Correct.
A little less hours, like it. I want to ask you, you grew up here.
Mm-hmm.
You left to go out and help in New Jersey. You're out there for 16 years or more, longer. When did you come back?
When COVID hit the first time, we, like many school districts, went remote. And our school district did not care where we did our remote teaching from.
Yeah.
So I came, and obviously there weren't going to be dogs to be dog sitting because nobody was traveling.
Because nobody was, everybody's staying home.
And my wonderful New Jersey friends helped me keep up my house, cutting my grass and things like that. So I was able to come to Jerseyville in March of 2020 when COVID hit, I believe. Mm-hmm. And teaching remote. I would also work around that schedule, and I would work at the store to help Mom and Dad out because it was a really, really crazy time, obviously.
Yes.
We can all remember back to that. And that was the end of March, beginning of April, and I remember saying to myself, when I get back to New Jersey, the first thing I'm going to do is have a meeting with the state to see how many more years of teaching I needed to get done and to be able to retire. Because I knew at that point I wanted to get back to Jerseyville and work at the store.
And that is, and as I mentioned earlier, you always look so happy, and you always got a glow on your face. You know, at the store, or if I see you out anywhere, you know, you're always. And that is really nice to see that.
Well, I do think, you know, life is what you make it most time. You know, you could be happy or you could be miserable, and. I just have a lot of things to be very grateful for, and I am very, very fortunate, and try to remember that every single day.
How has Jerseyville changed from when you left and when you came back? Have you seen any changes?
It's still just a really special town, very small town vibe. I suppose there's a few more housing developments than when I left, but. I just don't think you can find a better community, and I'm thrilled at this point in my life that I could retire and come back here and be a part of this special community.
You get to retire and go back to work.
Well, yeah, when I say retire, I just wanted to collect my teaching pension.
Well, do we have anything else you want to add to this little interview?
Well, I will say that coming back, people have made me feel very welcome. And it's wonderful to catch up with people that I haven't seen in 29 years.
And it's like you never left.
And it is like I've never left. So it's actually, I got a big hug yesterday from a customer in the store that I had not seen. And I don't even know how many years. And his son and I went to school together. And when he saw me, you know, he said, "Do you remember who I am?" And of course, I had to go back through the file cabinet of names in my head. And I came up with his name, and just the biggest hug. And it just makes you feel so wonderful.
Yes, it does.
And that's the community.
Yeah. So the people have stayed the same. They're still great people. And Yes. That's why you want to come back.
Yes.
Yeah. Even, you know, but there was nice people in Jersey.
Oh, there were wonderful people. And I left some very good friends behind. But I can also take an airplane ride and see them.
Let's see. Well, we here at WJBM want to thank you and for all you do for the advertising with the radio station, and you advertise with the local newspapers, and anytime anybody needs something, you are helping them. Your Stanley, your dad, and your mom have been so supportive of everything. I know your dad's a big historian, you know, which reminds me, you know, in Georgia's early, whenever we were putting a thing together, you know, I wanted to decorate with the history of Jerseyville. So, of course, I know the number one historian in Jerseyville is your dad, Stanley. Yep. So I had Jenna helping me back then, you know, and she was, what, 29, I think, or something like that, 28. And I said, "Jenna, I want you to take care of, meet with Stanley, get with him, and see if we can come up with enough photos so we can decorate the walls." And if you've ever been in Georgia, you see all the great pictures, historic pictures, and they are all Stanley's work, you know, all his collection. So anyway, she does, and then she comes back with me and she shows me everything she has, and we're going through it, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, that's a good one. Let's do this one, this one." So anyway, we do that. Well, just like maybe a year and a half ago or so, I was thinking about doing some more photos, some more pictures. So, of course, Jenna is in St. Louis now, right? I don't see her that often. You know, I mean, we talk, but Right. She's busy. She's right. into real estate, and she's selling. So I go to your dad, Stanley. I go, "Hey, Stanley, you know, you remember that you put those pictures together, you and Jenna?" He goes, "Yeah, I remember that." He goes, "I was thinking about doing some more photos. Could you help me out on that?" He said, "Oh, yeah, I can. Just send Jenna in." I go, "Well, she actually is..." "She works in St. Louis. She doesn't come around." I'm like, "Well, whenever she can, send her." I go, "How about me?" "Well, you can send Jenna in." he didn't want to sit down with me. He was like, and then I saw him again later, and I mentioned it. And he goes, "Well, you just send Jenna anytime. We'll get together and do it." I'm like, okay, well.
He does have a lot of history photos for sure.
Yeah, he's a cutie. He's a character. Yeah, he's very...
He could talk for hours and hours and hours on the history of Jerseyville.
I know.
And he's got scrapbook after scrapbook of just the history.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It is. Yes. He is definitely a fan of Jerseyville.
Yes,
gosh,
he's
been here. Well, how many years have your mom and dad been married?
Oh, tomorrow will be 61 years.
61
years. Last year we celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary. And they had to get married on Thanksgiving because that was a day that the store would be closed.
Oh. You know,
they couldn't take a day off of work to get married, so we had to make sure it was on the day the store wouldn't be open.
Do they ever go on vacation?
Mom will travel a little bit. Dad is just, his happy place is the grocery store. And so Mom travels with her girlfriends or with my sisters and I. But Dad's really just content at this point, just staying local.
He is something else. I remember having to go in early in the morning. We were doing some work at the store. And there was a few times we had to do work. We have to go in real early, sometimes at night, and try to get things done.
Right.
And at 6 o'clock, he's in the store. He's like stocking shelves. I'm like, "Oh my gosh," you know,
yes.
But he's workaholic. He's something.
He does like to work.
Well, again, thank you for what you and all your family does for the community, and we sure enjoyed having you here at the station.
Well, thank you, and I say thank you to our community, because we wouldn't be in business for this long if we didn't have the loyal customers that we have. So thank you to the community.
So you heard it. Keep shopping at Sinclair's. And if you're not, get into Sinclair's, do some shopping, because they're it. They're part of us. All right.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Uh-huh.